Santa's getting ready, getting the toys together. But Santa always checks in with Chris Byrne from Time to Play Magazine. The toy guy unveils some of the hottest toys this morning with us. Good morning, Chris.
Good morning.
A lot of things. You know, today's Mickey Mouse's birthday, by the way. I wanted to just tell you that because without Mickey Mouse, we'd have not half the toys that are out there these days.
We wouldn't. And this is a great year to be Disney. They have a lot of terrific toys and a lot of terrific entertainment coming out, including Moana in a couple of weeks. You know, we're really excited about that.
There's always a movie tie into a toy, that's for sure. Any other things? Is Star Wars still hot? What's the new thing that people are picking up?
Well, Star Wars is going to be really hot. It's you know, Rogue One, which is a Star Wars story, is coming out. I forget which day, but it's December, like 17th or something. The toys are already hot. But also, that's Disney now. But the other thing is Disney's on TV with The Lion Guard. This is a huge hit show on Disney Junior, and it's all about Kion, and who is the son of Nala and Simba from The Lion King. The Lion Guard, these younger animals, are protecting the Pride Land. So the Lion Guard training lair playset comes right from the TV show. Stands about 36 inches tall. It's got all kinds of different features. It's got arrows and boulders and waterfalls and all kinds of great ways for kids to imagine what they're seeing in the TV show. So that's pretty cool. And one girl who's not going away, Elsa, from Frozen. We've got Northern Lights Elsa from, it's part of a new TV series. And I bet you didn't know that Elsa gets part of her power from the Northern Lights. So when the Northern Lights might go away, Elsa might lose her power. So it's up to little girls to bring it back.
I know. Where are the Northern Lights?
So, yeah. I know, right? We're like really nervous here. But Northern Lights Elsa is the doll. It's from Jack's Pacific. It stands about 14 inches tall. It's got a beautiful light-up dress. And it really brings the whole activity and story to life for kids.
Chris, some years it seems there is one must-have toy that drives parents crazy to get. Is there one out there this year?
You know, there is. It's called Hatchimals from Spin Master. It's already virtually sold out. It's an egg, and when you turn it on, you can hear the little thing inside, and eventually it will hatch. And you take it out of the egg, and then you've got like a virtual pet, like a Tamagotchi from 20 years ago. But it's a plush pet. It stands about 6 to 8 inches tall. This is already selling out. I saw somebody on eBay selling it for $8,000, and I go, yeah, right.
Well, you never can tell. Is it better when you're getting a toy to go down the toy aisle, look at the toys, handle them yourselves, or do it online? What's the best way to research or actually get a good bargain, too?
Well, I think if you know what you want, you can might as well buy it online, especially if it's big. You can take advantage of shipping. But if it's something like little silly that you want to get your hands on, like these little guys, these are called the Thingamalings. You may remember them from 5 years ago. They're little characters, and they're great stocking stuffers. And you're just going to want to walk down the aisle and play with them. It's just really silly. So it really depends on your shopping preference as well.
What about getting the age-appropriate toy and making sure it's safe? Consumer Product Safety Commission is still talking about toys that out there that might be dangerous. How do we balance between getting something that it looks fun, but also means to be safe?
Well, I think in the U.S., you can be very confident that we have the highest safety standards in the world. And they call them voluntary standards, which means that it's not voluntary. The toy companies have to adhere to them. It just means that the government hasn't said, you must do this. The industry is self-policing. But no store, online, or brick-and-mortar will stock something if it doesn't meet these very high safety standards. Also, check the age grading, because if it's 3 and under, that's probably going to have no small parts. If you've got kids 3 and up and 3 and under, you want to keep those toys separate. But again, you've got really high safety standards, so finding the one that's age appropriate and appeals to your individual child is probably your biggest worry.
You know, Chris, I get the feeling that Bruce here would love to spend time either in your house or in your office and just play with those toys. You've got them all there at your fingertips.
Yeah, in the office, it looks like the North Pole exploded, but it's really pretty. It's pretty amazing. The only toy I have in my house is a 1960 Mr. Machine.
Wow.
Which is what? I'm not familiar with that.
Oh, Mr. Machine revolutionized the toy industry in 1960. It was a wind-up robot that you could see the gears moving inside of. It changed the toy industry. It was pretty amazing.
I have a robot that has cannons shooting out of his chests, and he rotates and he fires at the whatever. And I had another one with a TV screen inside, but my Batman boomerang from my Batman toy got stuck inside of it, and it never.
When that happened.
Oh. And those exploding D batteries can just end a life of those toys. But what about toys as far as that you see that might be sort of learning toys or things that maybe we could get our kids?
There's a lot of them. I mean, one of the things I think about, learning and play are really synonymous. If you know the book, The Cat, The Hat, the early reading book, a great company called Wonderforge has introduced a game that brings that to life. It's the Thing One and Thing Two whirly fun game. It's kind of like, imagine Skittles meets the Cat in the Hat. So you actually have Thing One and Thing Two as a top. They knock everything over, and you have to figure out how to put it back in place before Mother gets home. That's problem solving. And then for basic number and letter reinforcing, we really love the VTech Go-Go Smart Wheels line. It's a great value. It's a lot of play. The Treasure Mountain Train Adventure has a little train that goes around. There are smart points on the track where it'll stop, and it'll reinforce early number and early letter stuff. There's a shape sorter, and it's big. It's about, I don't know, it's probably almost 4 feet wide, and you can put it in different configurations and deal with other Go-Go Smart Wheels toys. So, again, the learning and the play become so seamlessly integrated that the kids don't know the difference.
Chris, one more thing. What impact has online shopping had on the toy industry?
It's been huge. Online currently, last year was about 12% of the industry. We're looking at 15% or more this year. And, you know, there's sites like, of course, everybody knows Amazon and eBay and Jet.com and ToysRUs.com. Pretty much every brick-and-mortar retailer now has an online presence, and those are pretty big.
And the kids know that Santa now drives a brown truck or a FedEx truck that comes to the neighborhood at least once a week, right?
Yeah, he does. Well, certain kids know that. Others are still waiting for that sleigh to drop on the roof and wreck the shingle.
Excellent. Well, Toy Guy Chris Byrne, we appreciate your time. If people want to find out more about these hot toys and get in on the deals, where's a good place for that?
Come see us at ttpm.com. You can see videos of everything I've talked about this morning, plus a lot more.
Sounds good. Chris Byrne, our Toy Guy, thanks for joining us this morning. Happy holidays.
Thank you.